You surely don't deny that the Lord Jesus was an avatar?
Yes and no, because avatar, strictly speaking, is not a Buddhist term. It's a term from the Hindu tradition.
Well, I am a Hindu. Yes.
There is quite a discussion among Buddhists in modern times as to exactly where we're going to put Jesus, whether he is a bodhisattva or what he is.
Yeah. He is of that order. You couldn't surely deny that.
I think I personally experienced some difficulty in being certain whether he was a historical character. I'm not sure whether this is heretical, but I've read a fair amount of literature, beginning with Schweitzer, on this question of, the historical Jesus.
I do find it.
Well, if one thinks in terms of whether he was a living bodhisattva, the historicity matters.
Yes.
If one thinks just as an archetype, it doesn't matter. I can believe in or accept the Christ archetype, but whether there was a historical Jesus who embodied that at that time, this I can't really be sure about.
And what about the historical Buddha?
I'm reasonably certain about that.
And does it matter to you?
It does matter to some extent, yes, to a great extent, because Buddhists have always seen the Buddha as an enlightened human being. And the fact that there was in the past someone, well, not just one person, but a number of people who lived historically and who did achieve higher levels of consciousness, even enlightenment itself, is important to us, because what they have achieved, we too, if we make the necessary effort, can likewise achieve. So from that point of view, historicity is important. But it doesn't have to be that particular Buddha. If it was Milarepa, it would be the same. Or if it was Padmasambhava, or if it was one's own master, or a recent Zen teacher, a Roshi, the principle would be the same. There is a precedent for the attainment of enlightenment by human beings, and that gives us tremendous hope and encouragement.
And what about the reality of a divine incarnation, which is the central point of Christianity, that he was made man? And that, you may say, has happened in the Lord Krishna, who also speaks much as Jesus does. You know.
I think we have to distinguish between the Hindu conception of avatara, which literally means descent, and the Orthodox Christian conception of incarnation. To me, incarnation is suggestive of a sort of duality between the flesh and the spirit, with the spirit descending into the flesh. We don't quite have that sort of duality in Buddhism.
In fact, it's the duality of Christianity that you find impossible.
Duality regarded as ultimate.
Yes.
Yeah. But certainly for all practical purposes, there is a duality for the time being, provisionally, inasmuch as we are at present in, so to speak, an unenlightened or less enlightened state, and we're trying to achieve a higher state of more complete enlightenment. There is duality in that sense. But according to perhaps the highest Buddhist teaching, when we do achieve that higher or that highest level, if there is in fact literally a highest level, we see through all dualities whatsoever, including that between the enlightened and the unenlightened, or if you like, between the Buddhist and the non-Buddhist.
I agree with you there about duality being the unacceptable thing about Christianity, but I don't think you find it in the words of Jesus himself. He said, "I and the Father are one," and spoke very much as Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita. But the church has made mincemeat of the whole thing.
Well, the church in that case has quite a lot to answer for.
The church has a great deal to answer for.
Well, I have said sometimes in the past that if I was, as it were, forbidden to speak of Buddhism in Buddhist terms, I think I could manage to speak of it in Christian terms, in the sense of, I know there are certain verses in the New Testament that I could make use of to express what I myself actually think
feel.
But I must also say that there are some verses which I would have to just put aside. And of course, I do greatly admire many of the Christian mystics. I'm not so much thinking of Blake, who tends to transcend these sort of categories. But I must say that I have some favourite Christian mystics. I particularly like, and you might be surprised to hear this, St. Catherine of Siena.
Oh.
I rather admire that lady, I must say.
I've never read
yes,
her.
Yes,
I don't like Christian mystics. I always
Well, I'm glad we've found something to disagree about.
Well, I always turn for fresh air to the Far East, you see.